Chapter 7. The End of Summer. I wake up. It's morning, and the sun is up. It looks bright and happy. Lucky sun. I look at my clock, and it's 11:30. My phone makes a noise. It's Joy.
What happened? Does your dad suddenly hate my dad?
It's difficult. I'll tell you all about it later, I write.
My parents don't want me to see you,
she writes. We need to talk. Come to my house. I go upstairs to Hannah's bedroom. It hasn't changed. Her pictures are on the walls, and her books are on the desk. Are Mom and Dad hoping that she'll come home one day? Dad will die soon. Mom will die one day, too. Will they ever see Hannah again? Then I get a message from Joy. She's on our street, so I go down to the front door. When I open it, she's there in a beautiful summer dress. She kisses me, but then she says, "What's wrong?" Because I don't kiss her back. I want to tell her, but I don't want to cry, so I say, "What did your mom and dad say about last night?"
"Your dad doesn't understand a joke, and your mom and dad aren't from the city. Is that right?"
she says. "Yes," I say. "And your mom and dad laugh at them because they aren't from the city," I say.
"What?"
Joy says in an angry voice. I feel angry and sad.
"But their relationship is their relationship," she says, "and our relationship is our relationship, so don't worry."
We hug, and I start to feel better. "My dad has cancer," I say.
"What?"
"He's going to die in 6 to 12 months, I say. "But you mustn't tell your mom and dad."
"Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no,"
Joy says again and again, and I start to cry. She hugs me, and then she says,
"We should stop dating for a few weeks. Your dad won't want to see me right now."
"Yes, we should," I say, "but I'm sad. I'm sad about Dad and about Joy. Life does not feel good." High school is ending, and we get letters from universities. The APs all get into good universities. Britt gets into the University of California at Davis. She is really happy. The Limbos all do very well, too. Joy, Q, and I take our university letters to a cafe. We haven't opened them. We order drinks and sit at a big table. We have our letters in our bags. Fat letters are good. Fat letters have a lot to tell you. Thin letters are not good. They don't have a lot to tell you. Just one word, no. Let's count to three and then put our letters on the table, I say. One.
"I got in! I got in!"
cries Joy. Her letters are already on the table. There are two thin ones and four fat ones, and she's holding a fat letter from Carnegie Mellon University. She's jumping up and down.
"You're amazing," I say. "Well done." "Thank you, Frankie," she says, and kisses me.
Q and I put our letters on the table. Yes, I get fat letters from University of California at Berkeley and UCLA, and thin letters from Princeton and Harvard. But I'm happy
because I also have a fat letter from Stanford, and Stanford is the Harvard of the West. Yes, shouts Joy and jumps onto my back. I turn to Q. We look through his letters and see a thin one from Stanford. No, I say, and look at Q. His face is really sad. I don't understand, he says. Even my stupid sister got into Stanford. But then I see a fat letter from MIT. You got into MIT, I shout. You got into MIT, one of the best universities. Q looks at me and smiles. We did it, I shout. I get home and show my letters to Mom. She smiles and then takes the thin letter from Harvard and rips it in half. Dad's at the store, so I ring him.
You're doing good,
he says. Thanks, Dad, I say. I did great. We all did. The limbos, the APs, we all doing good. I decide to ring Hannah. Hey, Hannah, it's Frankie, I say. Hey, Frankie, says Hannah. You got into Stanford. Amazing. How do you know? I ask. Mom emailed me, she says. She emailed you again? I say in surprise. Ha, I know, says Hannah. It's like I'm her daughter. Then I say, Dad's really ill.
I know. It's horrible, isn't it? She says.
We need to talk more, Hannah, I say. You're my sister, and I love you. Then Hannah suddenly says,
I'm going to have a baby.
What? That's amazing, I say. Can you come home soon? But Hannah says,
My train's here. I love you, Frankie.
Hannah, I say. Dad's getting worse, but high school is quiet for the seniors now, so I can take Dad to the hospital. He has to go there a lot. I have time to sit with him at home, too, because I don't go to school much and I don't see Joy. Dad doesn't work at the store now, and he is paying Luis, the young man with the baby, to help Mom there. I help Luis and Mom at the store, too. I like Luis. He works hard and is sorry about being in jail.
Luis doing everything very good, Mom says. Don't tell Daddy.
I have an idea, I say to Mom, and go and buy some cameras. I put them in the store and explain my plan to Luis. Now Luis can work at the store every day and Dad can watch and help him. I take my laptop to Dad in bed and show him Luis at the store. Dad watches him and smiles. Then his phone rings. It's Luis.
You're doing good job, Dad says.
Thanks, Luis says. Then he asks, When do we order more drinks?
Thursday, Dad
says, and smiles. He's happy. Tonight, I'm seeing Joy for the first time in a month. We go to a restaurant, but have to wait a long time for a table. Joy's getting hungry and angry. She's hangry. It's not a good start to our date. Later, we are eating, and we hear some voices. They're singing, I love my little China girl. We turn around and see three big white men. They are watching Joy and singing the famous David Bowie song. Is this a joke? I say, and stand up. I shout at the men, and lots of people turn to look at us. Then a waitress comes over and says,
"Sorry, but you have to leave."
"What? Why do we have to go? They are the problem," I shout. But Joy pulls my arm, and we leave the restaurant. "What a night," I say to Joy outside. I look at her face, and her eyes are wet. "It's just one night," I say. "Don't worry, we'll have more nights." I give Joy a hug, but I don't feel very happy because we don't have many more nights together. The end of the summer is coming, and then we'll go to our different universities. Graduation day comes and goes. We are all here, me, the APs, and the Limbos. Mom comes to school with me, and Dad watches the day from his bed on my laptop.
"Well done,"
Mom says to me and Q, and hugs me. Then we hear Dad's small voice on Mom's phone. He says,
"Well done, Boyd."
"Thanks, Dad," I say.
"Thanks, Mr. Lee,"
says Q. Then Mom says,
"Go have a fun,"
and pushes me away. We go and find our friends. We stand and talk, and then people move on. 15 minutes later, our graduation has finished.